Coverage with your host, Laura Lee.
And Manny MUA.
Now, we got a special guest in the house today. Hey!
Harry Jowsey!
Hi, everyone. Also, I'm really pink because Manny just grabbed my ass. It got me so flustered. It's crazy. He pinched my knob.
You guys, literally, I walked outside and I'm like, hey, Harry, what's up? He's like, I'm sorry, I'm so pink. I just saw your fat ass. And I said, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And he smacked it.
I did.
Manny, oh!
It still tastes like you.
I'm leaving. Goodbye.
I'm already very scared of the debauchery that's going to happen in today's episode. So we have Harry Jowsey, the reality TV star, icon, legend, entrepreneur.
Wow.
So many things. I feel like you're just so boxer potentially.
You are. He's going to be boxing after boxing this episode.
One day, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I was speed bagging your balls before.
That's what he does in his spare time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate it. Yeah. I've been on your podcast before. And it was so much fun.
It was
great. We had a moment together.
We had a
heart to heart.
We had many moments.
We had Manny moments.
Manny, off camera.
Manny moments.
And, you know, it was really nice. And I feel like that's where we really bonded. And we really connected on the pod. And I was like, I like this guy.
I thought it was when I bonded with you when you were taking my makeup off in your bathroom.
That was also another very bonding moment.
Yeah.
When I glammed before. You. You were very pretty. He was very pink, Laura.
Yeah. And then I did yours.
Mm-hmm.
And that was even better than anything you've ever done.
It was the worst.
The first time I ever saw you, because I didn't watch Too Hot to Handle, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I love reality TV. I don't know how I missed it. Okay. Listen up.
Oh, yeah. Laura's the hand talker.
Listen up.
He's like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, well, it's good.
But I saw you on his TikTok, mm-hmm. course of my best friends, and I was like, who's this guy, Manny?
Yeah, like, who's this hot guy?
And Manny was like, he's straight. No.
Questioning.
Sorry. Oh, no, I actually said this the other day at an Easter lunch. I was in a room full of my gay friends, and I was like, damn, I wish I was gay. Like, I wish I could just enjoy sucking cock. And they would look at me like, we can make you try. We make you
like, and the second,
and like, I was like,
straight.
Oh shit, okay.
They're like, we can fix that.
The second any like straight man is like, I just like really wish I could do that. Like, you're gonna hear like next crack
no.
from gay men being like,
It was literally like, that? I had one hand on my ass, like three guys here, and then one guy here's like, I'll make you love it. And I'm like,
you're like, I don't know if that's how it works.
I was like, if push comes to shove, I'm calling Maddie first.
Thank you. And you know what? We have a bond with it. I'm like, Harry, if this were ever to happen, it's going to be with me.
I feel like that's only fair.
And I think that's only fair.
I think that's fair.
As like someone who's very experienced.
Patiently waited his turn too.
I've waited.
Yeah. He's
and
waited.
That ass is hard to ignore.
Harry's seen things.
That ass comes into the room before you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
My ass says hello before me.
The ass is, yes. He's got a lot in the trunk.
Oh, there's a lot.
I'm getting more pink.
We were like, we'll turn the air on. It's just getting worse.
It's going to get worse.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, you guys, okay, obviously we have to start off with Peaks and Pits first.
Okay.
And so, Lorelai, why don't we start it off with you?
We'll do Peak.
Peak, well, I'll do a Peak.
The good stuff. Okay.
The good stuff.
So I would just say Coachella, which you probably guys already heard this because the next episode you heard was about Coachella.
Inception.
It's Inception right now because I haven't filmed that yet. Yeah. But I had a great time and I'm still alive and I'm still here today. And I didn't expect to be, honestly, so.
By the end of day three of Coachella, you don't know who you are.
I definitely lose years off the end of my life from going to this every year. I've gone 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I've gone 5.
I know. That's dark, isn't it?
Wow.
I know. Isn't that scary?
We're actually awesome. Professionals.
You've been.
Yeah.
You've been.
I went once.
Just one time?
Okay, here's the thing. I'm the worst influencer. I don't know that you can do shit for free and get paid. So me and my best friend
you are bad.
Collectively probably spent like $75,000. Like
you're lying to me.
No, I was so dumb.
$1,000.
I was so dumb. I got the biggest house for my friends.
No,
I got a crazy bus. I had everything like filled up. I had, like everything was taken care of from start to finish.
Yes.
And then I was talking to my friends that were going this weekend. Like, yeah, we're making money. I'm like, how did you do that?
Like, you're like, I spent money.
Yeah, I was like, last year I got like clipped. Like, and we also got a table at Neon Carnival, which was $30,000.
That in itself is what got you together.
We were at Neon Carnival and we were like, look at all those idiots at the tables. I wonder how much they paid for this.
It's you. I was like, I want the one beside the DJ booth. And then we get there and it's just like all these like random guys. And I was like, oh, I don't know you guys.
Like, no, it's like, it's not like, it's just like literally like randoms up there.
You definitely don't want to get a table there.
Yeah, so next year I'm coming with you guys.
No, literally.
So we can make money.
You come out on top.
You got paid.
We come out.
Harry, we got paid.
Positive.
We're in the green. Paid to go. But it was, I did have a lot of fun. Like the day, like Friday, Saturday, amazing. Mm. Sunday, a little spooky. But
my
peak.
Oh, yeah, what's your peak?
I feel like I have to get my pick because I forgot my peak already. My pit is going to be, we were on live literally right before Harry got here. Me and Laura decided to do a TikTok live just like shits and giggles. We're talking, we're chatting, whatever the fuck. Laura has her Dr. Pepper right by her face and she comes near me. I somehow turn around, smack the whole thing down all over the carpet, spill Dr. Pepper all over her cream carpet all over me too on the live.
Wow.
And I was like,
you made the live iconic.
I feel like it made the live better.
It did.
But in the moment, I was freaked out because I'm like, I can't believe I just spilled on Laura's rug. That's really that was my first concern was like me spilling
the rug. I would literally ever care.
I know, but I cared.
I would never care.
You know what I mean? Rug. You don't
I care.
That,
that really did
spook
me.
I can buy a new one with my Coachella money.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck you guys. Fuck you. I'm still paying for that debt from last year.
You're still in debt from the 75K. But at least it was you and your friend. It wasn't just you.
Well, the thing is, we got a big house. It's like, oh yeah, a friend's going to come. And then with our other friends, I was like, hey, if you're gonna come, just like chip in a little bit.
Totally.
Yeah. And they're like, we're gonna get cheaper house somewhere else. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'm fucked.
They're like, chip in $100. And you're like, oh.
I was like, if you wanna throw me a grand or something, like whatever.
Sure.
And then they're just like, oh, no, it's cheaper to go to this hotel.
You're like, I'm actually gonna go with a brand.
Yeah, I was like, the time, like, it's gonna be a good time if you wanna come.
So it's you
like,
in the house.
Yeah, it was me by myself. Imagine.
Harry, if you would've told me, I would've come.
I know you would.
We did have a rickety house last year.
We did have a rickety house, but that was also very lovely.
It was across the street from
the festival. We literally walked to the festival.
Yeah. It was actually pretty easy. So that's why we were like, we're going to take this house.
I want to go with Guess. They did it so
well. Oh my God. No, this time I was like, Guess was like, they slayed.
Yeah, that whole group, that whole house, everything was crazy.
It was insane. It was insane. Guess Originals.
I need to get my clout up. Yeah, you can get in there.
I'll fuck my way in.
If anything, do that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Honestly, I would like to go with Guess as well.
Honestly, I would like to go with Guess.
I think it's time.
It's time. We come.
We're coming.
It's time. It's our turn to come.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were giving people like 4+1s. Literally.
Insane.
Literally. I was like, wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we can make it happen.
Yeah,
I think we can make that happen.
We can all share a bed. It'll be fine.
I think
honestly,
so. I think
we
that would be
room.
Lovely.
Yeah,
I think that would be personally lovely. Yep, just one room.
Single bed.
With 10.
Yeah, we're all bringing 4 people as well.
Yeah, we're we each get 4+1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's 40 people in one bed.
I feel like that's very doable. And we'll all post 20 posts.
Yeah.
I'm a live stream in the room.
I didn't see one of those people wear guests either.
She said, where's the guest?
Yeah.
Where is the guest?
I didn't see one person in that house wearing guests. So,
I'm crying.
You know.
What about you? What about your pick?
Okay. My pit. My pit would be Harry's razors.
Let's hear it.
Harry's.
Motherfuckers. They know my favorite color is orange, so they made the handles orange.
Uh-huh.
And it's my name, so I'm like, this brand
Harry's
is
orange. It's perfect.
Made for me. So then I go to shave my neck before this, and it like cuts my shit up, and I started having like a rash. I had like 2 showers to try and like calm it down. And then
cold
also,
showers.
Yeah, very cold.
I should have brought some BB cream.
Yeah.
I should have brought some BB cream.
So I'll never use it again. That's my pit. Gillette forever. And then Gillette's also being sunburned and really pink and flustered. So I don't like that either.
Hey, you lost your beard. You lost your beard.
Oh my God. Yeah, from that too.
Yeah, fuck that. Okay, so also this is why I never have a bare face, but I bought a Manscaped like buzzer because I was like, oh yeah, maybe they're good at like a good buzzer.
Trimmer.
Yeah,
yeah,
trimmer. Yeah, because my thing, my last one was like, it's like blunt, whatever else. So I just didn't know the settings and then I did it and then half my face is gone. I was like, okay, well, that's cool. Now I'm about to do a podcast and I look like a fucking 6-year-old.
So, a pink 6-year-old.
Yeah, I look like a fucking pink foreskin. Like, look. Oh. Like, I'm just all knob.
No.
It's all knob only.
Yeah.
It's just like one little earthworm.
Yeah.
I took it too far. I don't think he looks
6 years old.
I agree.
Okay. I think you look just like Harry Jowsey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
You remember?
I don't know if that's a good or bad.
You're honestly my favorite Harry, other than Styles, of course, but. My favorite Harry.
That's pretty high up in the ring. There's a lot of Harrys out there.
What other Harrys do you know? I bet you can't name one. Don't worry. You know my favorite Manny.
Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
See, they're bringing that back?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay, so also like even like going back to that, I'm very curious about that because a lot of people are like trying to boycott it because obviously J.K. Rowling being part of it. But the thing
is, what's wrong with her?
Well, she's like anti-trans.
Wait, I thought Dumbledore was gay.
I think that's more
is he? He is.
I'm not sure, but she has anti-trans rhetoric is what I'm saying.
Wait, how?
And she tweets anti-trans.
Oh, she does?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like JK like herself recently. Is anti-trans.
What? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Like she's not for it at all.
What
she's
a
little bit. Isn't that?
It's
you're like. What do I do?
Please, I would love to be in Harry Potter, but JK.
No, that's too much. Like,
not rolling.
Crazy. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. But a lot of people were saying like, oh, she shouldn't be part of it. But at the end of the day, like it's still her story. It's her work. Like it's her vision. And she did create it because she's an executive producer on it. And like even her being
like,
oh my God, like insane. Even her being like the way she is. Is like at the end of the day, if you just don't support her, don't watch it if you're not for J.K. Rowling, but you can't say she shouldn't be part of it.
It's also like
when she made the story,
you gotta imagine all the other people's lives it affects as well, like all the actors, all the showrunners, all that stuff.
It's so true,
the producers, the behind the scenes, the cameramen.
She should just wrap it up, like, hey, you guys can have it. I'm gonna be on the sidelines
too. I'm like, girl, you are literally sail off into the sunset, girl. You can literally sail off to the sunset.
Fantastic.
I'm like,
why would you? Too, isn't that her?
That's part of like the lore, the Harry Potter lore.
She's still cashing the checks.
It's crazy.
You've cashed
it. So like, why would you still, like, you don't need to even do that.
Yeah, you're good. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Delete your Twitter and wrap it up.
Yeah.
Get
out of here.
Yeah.
Because that's what gets her
and
caught
pop
up.
That pussy.
And pop it.
And pop it. Like,
okay, what is your pit now?
What did I tell you my pit was? I told you.
Laura, you didn't tell me.
I did. I said it. Let me think about this.
Okay, I'm gonna go with
you go.
Peak is that I am just hiring a new assistant.
I just interviewed
her yesterday.
And you loved her.
And I loved her. I thought she was amazing. My last assistant left like 2 weeks ago, and it's been like a struggle bus. Aww. Luckily, Nick's been helping me and my brother like at the house. He's been helping me a little bit. He has. He's been going to the PO. He's been going to the PO and taking PO like product shots for
me. I feel like you would like Nick.
My little brother.
He gives me Nick energy big time.
Totally.
You right here.
You.
Nick reminds me of you.
No, he's great. He honestly is fantastic. And he's been helping me a little bit. But I just interviewed a new girl yesterday. And I'm gonna hire her. Yeah. And it's gonna be so nice to actually have like.
Wait, what do you look for when you get an assistant? And you just
what I want is someone that can help me with Lunar Beauty's Instagram and like social media, and then also someone that doesn't mind doing like tasks like going to the PO box or going to drop off Zaya to get groomed, like just little random tasks that I do
you
didn't want.
Even do that stuff.
I just don't want to do it.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I do it.
I don't want to go to the grocery store. I don't want to do any of those.
I don't
want to
leave the house.
I don't leave the house. I want to be a little hermit. So when I look for, I'm like, are you down with doing tasks? And can you take photos and like do social media?
Yeah.
And then if they're both yes, I'm like, lovely.
Let's go.
You're mine.
Swipe up.
And this swipe right.
Swipe right. Swipe. And that's double where he finds here. All of his assistants.
Grindr.
He's like, he's not even looking for love.
It's on Grindr. I'm like, hey, you guys.
His bio is. Anyone into assisted role play?
Need assistant with a capital T.
I remember.
I am.
That's not my journey.
I figured out my pit. Okay, so you guys saw Desi's episode by the grace of God, because after we finished filming that episode with her, I had Manny turn off all the cameras because I couldn't reach it. I was like, Manny, can you turn off all the cameras? And when I did, I corrupted the whole thing.
Every
the podcast
file,
was gone. Imagine we filmed this whole thing and I call you and it's like, it's
don't
gone.
Don't say that. Don't put
when,
that
I know. When Laura touch called me wood. And she said, Manny, I think all the footage from Desi's episode is gone. I said,
call the FBI.
I said, what do you mean?
Call President Biden.
They're all corrupted. Call the CIA.
The CIA.
Every file is corrupted. I'm like, what do you mean every file is corrupted? I was so freaking gagged because that's never happened to us before. And like all the time that we filmed, I was gagged. So I was like, oh my God.
I'm gagged.
Yeah. Bounded and gagged at home.
No.
Yeah,
I love
that's
when
straight, that's what he does when he gets
straight. I love when straight people are like hear me like talk like how I talk and they're like gagged. I love that. Like, it's like very random. Like that doesn't sound right. But I was so shook.
You were shook.
I was shook to my core that you literally were like, okay, I don't know what we're gonna do. And I'm like, I don't know what we're gonna do. So for literal days, we were like trying to figure it out. And then we finally found this like way online.
Ty was trying to like get the footage back, and he found this random man online, and he tells him what happened. This random, I don't even know if he's
on
in
Grindr as well. Is that
it? Was also on Grindr.
It was crazy.
It was like Men Seeking Men on Adam for Adam. Yeah,
Men Seeking Men. And he's like, $150, I can get the whole podcast back. And we're like, how do you even know? We haven't even given him the footage yet.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I can get it back for you. I'm like, we've tried everything. We give it to him in 5 minutes. He's like, here's your podcast.
Do you have to send the card off to him?
We transfer the whole thing through WeTransfer.
Wow.
Like, yeah. The files that we couldn't open. Like, he was able to open them.
And he got it. He uncorrupted all the footage from
imagine having that superpower where you could like, just like...
I literally, we were like $150 for each clip, right?
But,
and he was like, no, total. And we were like.
But it's probably some software that you guys,
for sure.
You guys didn't Google definitely. It. It's probably just like, I just plugged it into a free like thing and it just came
he's
back.
He's like, these fucking idiots. Yeah. He's like,
probably does it like 100 times a week. He's like, yeah.
He's like, literally, yeah, for sure.
He just clicks one button and I'll he's like, here's your podcast. Yeah.
It's probably decorrupt.com. And he just goes.
No, he just inserts it. It's like.
It's like a public free website.
There's $150.
He's just like, no, I gave him $200 because I was just literally.
You're so grateful. You're so grateful.
I was so grateful.
Queen.
Yeah, you
tipped.
I gave him my Coachella money.
You did.
My Coachella earnings. I was like, here you go. But honestly, that was a trauma.
That was trauma.
It was.
Yeah, that's scary.
What's
okay,
your peak?
So, yeah, you.
Oh, my peak.
Give us something good.
Juicy, lovely, stunning,
hairy.
Something hairy.
Something. Well, I was gonna say I'm going to my sister's wedding.
Oh.
Yeah. So. You're like something.
Us both like
no, something like yeah, because I'm going at the end of the week and I get to see like I haven't really seen any of my family in such a long time, and it's like all of them.
Australia,
New Zealand. Yeah, so I have to fly to New Zealand and then drive 3 hours into like the bush because my family's not really from
into the bush.
They're like from everywhere, and there's gonna be like all the kids and nephews and nieces, so it's gonna be like really special. But I'm going by myself.
Does your sister live in Australia, New Zealand?
Yeah, so all my sisters are there. Oh, apart from one. And then my brother's there. My dad's there. My mom's in Australia.
Are you from Australia?
Yeah.
And they're in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Mm. Kiwis?
And it's just like boom, boom, kiwis. Boom, boom.
Mm. Yeah.
Wait, so what's the bush? Is that like just deep into the forest?
Yeah. So it's like
forest, the forest. Like he's got
I'm
a backpack
like, on. Yeah. Wait.
Yeah, I'm looking up a mountain like, for a wedding. Like
I'm like, you gotta like he's thinking you're going in a forest like, when you bush. Said bush.
No, no. So yeah, I land in Christchurch. I drive 3 hours up to like
countryside, probably.
Yeah, countryside, but it like overlooks the ocean, but there's just no one there.
Got
like,
it. It's
like
that sounds wonderful.
It's gonna be great. Yeah.
Are you leaving soon?
Yeah, actually, right now. Yeah. No way.
He's like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know.
Yeah, that's the episode.
I love that. Thanks, guys. That was really great. It was so lovely. I'm so excited. That is so fun. That's not going to be a long ass, like.
Yeah. Well, I'm only going for like 2 days as well.
Oh, my God.
Really?
So I'm going to be so acclimation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live in LA now.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
Like 3 years now.
Do you like it?
Oh. I love it.
I love it too. Yeah. I'm not from here either. I'm from Alabama.
I thought it was a Texas accent.
No, oh, everybody see, guesses that.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody
well,
thinks that.
I don't know.
That.
I just hear
that's what I'm saying. You're from
accent.
Australia. How would you know?
I wouldn't.
No, exactly. Everybody asks me whenever they're not from the South or don't know America, they're always like Texas.
Well, I think that's like the only thing that we know because I don't know Alabama had a different accent.
Right. There's like different parts
on
different accents.
You don't even know where Alabama is. You didn't even know we had an Alabama.
I just know that they hook up with their cousins there. That's all I know. Is that bad? Okay.
No, it's a good thing. We do it all the time.
That's trauma.
That's
a clip right there.
It's a stereotype, but
lean into it.
It's a if stereotype I had a cousin, for be- yeah. It's a stereotype, but listen, I'm gonna say this. I do know of incest in Alabama.
It does
oh,
happen.
You do?
I
so
do.
It does happen.
I
so
do it's know fact. Of.
It's. I, don't know what I would say there. Fact. It would definitely be. It can happen.
It can happen there.
Wait, why is
I don't.
It, is, it so, is it so secluded that nope. everyone's just like, oh, nope. okay, so it's free
it's
country.
More of a sick thing.
Oh.
I think it's sick. I don't care if people get
is
mad at me.
Is it legal there?
I think it's
no.
sick, too.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
No, I think it's sick.
I think
don't
it's
think,
illegal.
That's unwell.
You can't even marry your family. It's not right.
Just like the idea of that. I'm like, have you seen that one family that's like been inbred so much?
I
that
see. They like, I saw that.
That one video. That
no.
documentary. Where
no.
Like the
you
one
don't,
of them
you don't watch it. It's
clucks.
Yeah, he's like in the kitchen like.
No, he's not lying.
No, it's no, so scary. Laura. And then he would just like appear. He's just like standing there like.
Any clips?
You show me. It's my cousin.
Yeah.
I'm like. Oh,
that, that's Larry. Huh?
That's my cousin. You leave him alone.
No, they're so
no, it's so scary.
Inbred with each other that like they have gotten to a point where they've truly like
yeah,
it's a different way of life. Truly,
yeah.
I'm spooked.
It was. It's very gaggy, and a lot of people are like, no, leave them alone, leave them be, like let them live their life.
You don't have a choice. Like,
and I'm like, girl, yeah.
I don't
I'm not going out there.
Yeah,
no, let them live. Like, let them have their fantasy. I don't have any other word. Let them live their fantasy.
Yeah.
Do you see what happens when I bring Alabama into the conversation?
It becomes incest.
It gets really
it becomes
hairy.
Really dark.
It gets
was,
really
okay,
hairy.
Wait, speaking of incest.
Okay.
There was
it's about to take a
that's
turn.
A crazy okay,
guys, so there was I was once on Grindr. This is like a random story.
I'm scared. Yeah.
I was once on Grindr and this guy was like chatting with me and he was like seemed like really cool guy. He was like 40 years old and he was like I was like, what are you into? Like, we were just like chatting and he's like, oh, I'm into taboo. And I was like, I don't know what taboo means.
Red flags.
And I was like, what is taboo? Like, what does taboo mean? And he's like, oh, I'm into like incest. And
you
I
like,
said, what do you mean?
You, like,
and he's like, no,
cousin.
Like I have a sister who I like to have sex with.
Oh,
with,
no,
like, with another guy.
No.
And like bring the guy into like a threesome with
oh,
his sister.
No.
I have never been more spooked than that moment when I was on Grindr.
No.
He goes, I like to have sex with my sister, but with another guy because he's gay. So he's like, I want to be able to do both or bi.
Did you call the police?
Immediately.
I blocked him.
Jail.
Wow.
I did.
Oh, actually.
Him. And then he asked me if I had siblings and he's like, would you be interested in doing that? Literally,
that's
I was like.
Crazy.
And that's why he's like, oh, it's taboo. And I'm like, girl, that's
no,
not
that's
taboo.
That's not taboo.
It's incest. Like you're no. literally.
You're
being crazy.
You're fucking traumatizing.
He's like he,
life.
He loves that kind of. He loved that thing.
Mm. No, that's fucked up. Especially if he's like
jail.
The older brother. Like, when did that start?
No, like, totally. And like, I guess the sister's down for it too.
No.
I'm like, this is some weird.
I don't know about all that.
Nah, that's fucked up.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I've never been more spooked when I was like on Grindr like
you
that.
You said block.
I said.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
On a lighter note, I actually went to Equinox for the first time the other day.
Did you?
And because I never really trained there, but Manny told me a story.
I don't think I did.
Which
tell
one?
A story.
What goes on in the steam rooms in there? And I was like, oh, I was walking past. I was like, oh, steam room would be nice. My friend that I was working out with, he's like, yeah, I usually go in there for like 10 minutes. I'm like, I've heard stories about these steam rooms. I'm not going to go in there because I know what goes down. And he's like, what happens? And I was like, brother.
You went the wrong buckle time up. And yeah. It's a spooky experience.
Yeah, buckle up. And there's cum everywhere.
That's what I was about to say. Dripping from the
they
ceiling.
They are literally like with a fucking scraper off the ground shoveling the cum out of the steam room.
They are.
Wait, which Equinox did you go to?
In West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Prime real estate.
You know what? That's even the more spooky.
Yeah.
But I feel like you know what's crazy? Like, I feel like even the Hollywood one is like more gay than the West Hollywood one. Because there's so many women that go to the West Hollywood one. Like so many ladies go. And like obviously a lot of gays too, but like there's a lot of ladies.
People go to Equinox to be perceived.
They do. They want to be seen.
They want to be seen.
I feel like it's very seen.
It's to be seen. You go to Equinox to be seen. You're like, that's why I went.
You're like, hello, I want to be pretty.
I was wearing a fucking G-string. Had it out of my ass.
Yeah. It was pulled up to here.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going in this steam room. But is anyone wants to come in mine?
The way like I make Harry gayer.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think just being in my presence.
I feel like you make everyone gayer.
I think so too. And I think, you know,
the world needs more of that.
I have an accent and it's gay.
It's true.
I have a gay accent.
That's your accent.
And that's the one I have and I'll stick by that.
Okay, I have some questions for you.
Oh, fuck.
We're going to drill you.
Okay, please. Okay, it wouldn't be the first time.
And it's not going to be the last. Okay, so you're from Too Hot to Handle, the TV show.
Is that what like started?
I'm actually from Australia.
No, we're not giving you that. No,
you're from an egg.
You're actually from your dad's balls.
I'm actually a test tube baby, so I'm from a lab.
Are you?
Yeah,
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's a lie.
Swear to God.
Oh, Harry, there you go.
Yeah, it was a world first in spermatic aspiration. I don't know what that means, but. All I know is they got a big syringe because they couldn't get enough naughty mustard out of my dad.
Mm. Really?
And they just whacked it in his nuts and pulled out whatever they could.
You're lying.
Put it in a tube.
And you were the fastest swimmer.
I was the one that probably wasn't You know, a little
you're
bit,
like,
a little bit special.
My leg there.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. That's what yeah, I that wasn't was doing. You. Yeah, I wasn't doing that one.
Wait, I did not know that.
Yeah. And my sister, Rosie, she was like, oh, I picked that one. And then they put it in the egg and then they put it back in my mom. And then I squirted it out.
You're lucky.
Very lucky.
You're lucky.
That is so freaking cool. I did not know that.
Wow. Actually, I used to get bullied in school. This kid was like, he used to tell me, he's like, is it true you can't fall in love because you weren't made by love? And I was like, oh, I was like, at least my parents wanted me. Like, like,
wait, that's so dark for a kid to say, like, to say that. Hey, test tube baby.
Yeah.
Hey, testy. Hey, testy. Hey, Tubby. Hey, Tubby.
This is what we heard.
And that's why we call you Tubby. Oh. Yeah. It all makes sense now.
That's your nickname for me. I'm going to call you that from now on.
Very cute. Very cute.
Wait, that's so cool. I did not know that.
Yeah. So my brother was a test tube baby as well.
No.
So my dad, what happened was he had four daughters first with a different lady. And then like, four is enough. Let's get the snip.
Oh.
And then they went and reversed it. But it was like, so it was back in the ages. Like it was so long ago that they like fucked the surgery up. They had to get like surgery like six times on like trying to repair his nuts.
Stop.
And by the time it was like good to go, it was just like, they didn't have enough mustard. So I had to like figure it out.
That's actually very interesting. The story that I accidentally brought up, or you brought up it.
I love that. I didn't know that. Not the mayonnaise.
That had to be such a long time ago. I feel like that's so current now. Like everyone does that stuff now. Everybody's a tube baby now. It's literally a trend now.
Yes. Like, wrap it up, guys.
Literally.
Seriously.
But that's so interesting. They did it that long ago. I didn't even know they were doing that long ago.
Yeah, it was like one of the world first. Like it was kind of crazy. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have?
Five.
Oh.
Yeah, four half sisters and one dickhead brother.
As he should be.
Yeah. He's listening.
He's got two dickhead brothers.
I do.
I have one dickhead brother.
They're the best.
You're like, I just have one. I'm like, I love them.
Yeah.
You're like, you know.
They're there.
I love them. They're the best.
Okay, back to Hot to Handle. Yes. So wait, I have to tell them what this show is because I didn't know. I knew you were coming on the podcast and everything, and I hadn't even watched Too Hot to Handle yet. It's very popular, by the way. I just hadn't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah.
So I'm like immediately watching your season, which, by the way, were you on the first season?
Number one.
Ever?
Ever.
So you really didn't know what you were getting into.
We had no clue.
I am so dead right now.
Did they tell you that it was going into a different show?
We didn't even know it was for Netflix until we got to Mexico.
No.
Yeah. So I flew from New Zealand. It was like 50 hours of travel.
How old were you?
21.
You're young. Yeah. You look so different. Baby. You look like you were 15 years old.
No, I don't know how I got on that show because I was like skinny fat. My nipples were bigger than my chest and I was just like lanky. And I'm like, how did I get through this? Like I was looking at old photos of me.
Where's the too hot and too hot to handle?
I was like this.
You're going to let him do that
too? I'm allowed to do that though because it's hairy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was, 21 and it was just, it was crazy. So yeah, we legitimately had no idea. Like the casting process was like, do you like fucking?
No way.
It was like so like.
Sexual.
It was so extreme that like my best friend, Christian, who I was living with, he would like listen in and he's like, hey, I think you're about to like go into like some like gay, like Pornhub, like shoot. And I was like,
literally.
I was like, if it is. I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna power through it because I want to get on the show.
I'm a power bottom.
And you were in Australia. All the people were from Australia. No, they weren't.
I was the only Australian.
How did you get on?
And here's the thing: I did a show before that, and so usually with reality shows, especially reality dating, if you do one show, you're kind of like you're banned.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're not like allowed to do anymore. But I just got like a Hail Mary, so I was like applying for all these shows, and it was just I was blessed because the show that I did was only in New Zealand at the time.
They were like, it's cool.
Don't worry about it, whatever else. But yeah, and then so they just were like, I think I was just too crazy in my interviews. Like some interviews, I'd just show up like in my undies. I'm just standing there.
That's what it was.
I was just being
nuts.
You
were smart.
Because I was like, the thing is, I didn't know who it was for, but I was like, it's got to be, because it was like 4 months, like trying to figure out what the fuck it is. So I was like, it has to be something crazy. And they're like, oh yeah, it's for a streaming platform. And I'm like, I didn't have Netflix. I didn't have anything at the time. I didn't know. So I was like, whatever. I'm just going to like trust that it's a good opportunity. And then we get there and they're like, it's for Netflix. It's one of their first ever reality shows. I was like, they fucked up getting me on here. Yeah.
I feel like your guys' season was the biggest season.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the first one, like.
For sure.
Well, we got lucky because COVID. Like everyone's at home. Like,
watching.
Yeah.
I think it blew it up.
It was like, well, not yet. And they dropped it all at once, right? So then, you know, you're at home. You don't really have anything to do. You just want to watch these dickheads like make fools of themselves.
Right.
I think we hit like 50 million households in the first 7 days. So it was like crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Those numbers are insane. That's like Game of Thrones.
No, that's like insane.
It was fucked up. Like my Instagram, like
it, tell us, it grew.
Yeah. So the day I hit 1 million followers, that night I hit 2 million. And every day for like 2 months, every story, 2 million views.
Well, you and Fran, what's
yeah.
her name?
Yeah.
We Fran. Don't, her, Fran. Fran, Franny. You and Fran. Were the most popular on the show.
Yeah, yeah, we got very
like,
lucky.
It was like the storyline followed you guys like really deeply. Yeah,
but here's the thing. Towards the end of the season of filming, like our show, I was like to everyone like, hey, like you understand that the more crazy shit you do, the bigger it's going to be on like the other side. Like we don't get this money until the show comes out. Mm. So right. towards the end of our show, like everyone just started like hooking up and whatever else. But they just cut it all out because it didn't have a storyline.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, so people just start making out and they're like, okay.
They wouldn't even put it in.
Yeah, like, okay, what's the point of doing it now on the last day? You look stupid.
Crazy. Oh my yeah. God.
And then it just looks like you're literally just trying to fuck it up for everyone.
Yeah. And I was like, I already did that for everyone.
You're like, I did that day one.
Yeah, I was in there.
My favorite part of the show is right in the beginning when you find out you can't do anything, you immediately kiss her and then you go tell everyone that she kissed you. Yeah, and I was like,
so good.
This is why Manny's friends with him right now. Yeah, I figured it out.
This
no,
fucking-
no, it was so funny. No, it's hilarious. Like, come on, the stakes are not that deep for you to be a piece of shit. You
I know
it's
like- I know, but I still get comments. People are like, you're a liar. Why would you why would you lie about the kiss?
It's years and years and years.
No, I swear to God.
The
like,
kiss.
Every like a couple of days, I'll see a comment like, "Why would you lie about the kiss or a tweet?" And I'm like, "Guys,
it's
please,
me. Yeah. It's yeah. me. Yeah. It's
Laura, on her spam account, why would you lie about the kiss?"
But the thing is, they cut out so much stuff as they should. It's a show. They right. cut out so much stuff that like led up to that, and also so much crazy shit I said.
Right
when they were like, "Oh, you guys kiss," I was banking that they weren't going to show anyone. So I was like, stood up. I was like, get a TV out of here, show a replay. She kissed me. Like I was going in and everyone's sitting there like, okay, like Harry's going crazy. So
we believe him. He's the one that's it's real.
I was like, I didn't do that. You guys, she lied. She's been lying this whole time. Get a TV in here so we can show everyone. And then they were just like looking at me. I'm like, yes. Okay, cool.
You're like, thank God that they didn't take me up on my bluffing. Blood. You're bluffing so hard. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, it was no so way. Crazy.
And they didn't show any of that, I'm assuming.
No.
No, it was just so solid. They were like, who kissed who? And he's just kind of subtly like, she kissed me. And then it was just like, oh, okay. And then it was so good.
I love that. I literally freaking love. Would you do more like reality TV? Like if the opportunity arises and you're like, okay, like I feel like reality TV is like the vibe. Would you keep doing it?
Yes.
Would you do Perfect Match?
No. I just
you'd like, be so good on Perfect Match. Well, I know you're dating right now.
I
but
turned
still.
It down.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised they asked you.
No, like right away. Like I was like, look, I don't want to do another. There's only so many dating shows you can do before people are like this guy needs
That's
therapy.
The one.
Like,
totally. You know, he's not
like,
well.
I'm in therapy, so I've acknowledged that. But like I was when they asked me, I was kind of just like. I know the type of people that are going to be in that situation and it's so much drama, like away from your friends and family. I was like, I don't really need to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of just like, oh, whatever, I'll let it go. But it did do really well. I never watched it
because
Georgia and this other guy wanted it. So I was like,
I'm
not going to watch it. You're not getting into it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I don't think anybody that does it, actually they do need therapy, but not for dating. I look at shows like The Perfect Match. I'm like, they're doing it to be on TV. It's fun.
Like they're doing it on purpose.
It's
fun.
It's a challenge. It's not, they're not there to get married.
Well, that's the thing. Like the funniest shit is
we know.
Whenever you're on there and people are like, oh, you know, I'm here to fall in love. I was like, just say, hey, 15% of this, I want to get famous. The other, like, rest of it.
People respect you so much more if you just go in and be funny about it and just be honest.
That's what I told them. I was like, look, like, you know, a large chunk of this is to get like online lit. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
But then I also like want to clap some cheeks and like have a girlfriend. Like, that's fine. You can say all those things are your priority. And they're like, no, I'm here to like be serious and like make, you're not here to make your family proud. Like, what are you like?
Definitely
like, what are they going to be proud of?
Definitely not.
Not hanging out with me.
Like, no, not you.
I'm like, I don't, even if you did more, I wouldn't even be like, you need I'm like, no, this is what you do. You're working.
Yeah.
Like you're working.
I feel like that's what makes like for example, like Perk Match, for example, made it fun to watch because it was like, we all know that you guys are here to literally
be on TV.
Famous and be on TV. Like, it's not like, let's say like Love is Blind where you're like, we know a lot of you guys are on here because
I literally
want
did
the
a TikTok
clout.
Discussing this. I said I like Perfect Match better than Love is Blind because both groups of people are there for the same reason. One's just like scripted more where it's like for marriage. But I mean, like majority of people are on the show to be on TV.
Yeah.
But in Perfect Match, it's like more obvious and it's like you get it.
Well, it's also just like the people that you know, their show is kind of like dwindled off and they needed like a nice career revive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, like the perfect match. Like, it's like, okay, I need a...
Yeah, I need a little oomph.
A little jolt. A little jolt.
So how did you go from literally like doing, like you were literally doing Netflix, Too Hot to Handle, and then it went to like, boom, like you started doing so many other things. Like, how did it pivot to being more in traditional media? Like, cause I see you doing carpets all the time. Mm-hmm. I see you doing the interviews with Netflix. Like, yeah. How did that happen?
Just more like, I'd never said no to any opportunity. I think the biggest issue that happens when you go on a reality show is you get this false sense of achievement and like confidence. And you meet a lot of reality stars that are like snobby. They like have like their noses up and whatever else. And I think that was the biggest thing that like, I was like, I can't do that because I haven't achieved anything. I'm just a dude that got lucky and put on a show that aired in COVID. Like I got the biggest layup ever. Like, and wow. So I think like for other people on these other shows, they kind of just like let the opportunities just go by because they think they're better than that. They think they deserve more money. They think whatever else. Like with the Netflix like hosting stuff, I would do it for free, but they asked, like they want to pay me. So I'm like, I would, just the opportunity to work with you guys continue is incredible. Like
100% so Netflix.
I just think that was the biggest thing. Like a lot of these people on my season and other season after have gone back to work, like doing normal jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, why didn't you just like grab it by the dick and just ride it out?
Grab it by the dick.
Drop the ego just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the influencer world, it's the same. Like the influencer world, you have influencers who'll do anything, everything, and they see it for what it is. And like they get all these opportunities, and you have influencers that think they're Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
After a couple views, and then they act crazy out there.
And then they fall off the wayside.
And then they fall off the wayside 2 years later. Yeah.
It's bizarre. And like that was the biggest thing as well. Like whenever someone asks me like who, when they're on these shows and they're like, oh, what do I need to do? I'm like, just DM someone that you're a fan of and say like, let's collab, let's do something. Like just DM people. Like what?
Yeah.
Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're not going to like respond. Like, sweet. Who cares? It's someone else that wants to like collab with you, like do more shit, like be seen. Like that was my thing, is like I want to kind of be bigger than my platform. Like I want to be seen like everywhere else. Like, and that's always the funniest comment that I get is like, why the fuck am I seeing this guy everywhere? Like this dude, like when I was in Australia, I did a podcast and the top comment was like, this guy does a podcast every day. It's pissing me off. I'm like, yes. Like,
yeah, you're doing it right.
I'm like, cool. You can't escape me. Like,
yes.
Well, I literally had no idea who you were until you were with my friend, him.
Different
and then I went romantically sucking Manny's dick.
Yeah.
And then I was like, now let me go watch Too Hot to Handle. Like, it was backwards for me.
Yeah.
It's because you put yourself out there.
Yeah.
It's like
more
one of those
ways
things.
Than one.
Literally, the one video that we did where you kissed me on the cheek.
That was the one.
That one got like hella views. And like people were like,
I got
a
few more
so
ideas
great.
That we should do off this as well.
Oh, do you have some ideas?
Honestly.
Yeah. He's like, I want to right now. And I'm like, I think for honesty, it would work.
I'm a great camera lady.
She can really, she's a good photographer.
Zoom in. Yep, yeah. Sure I am.
Different angles.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I love that though. I feel like that's really that's what's needed is to truly like put yourself out there. I think that at the end of the day, like if you have to put your ego aside so many times and when it comes to the industry in general, like you have to like hear so many no's to get yeses too. Yeah. And like, and that's okay. Like that's totally fine. No's like shouldn't destroy you. They should just make you want to work to get some good yeses. Well,
that's a redirection.
That's the biggest thing I noticed with acting and doing auditions.
Yeah.
It's like every single thing's a no. Like
always.
And it's such an ego check. You're so vulnerable. You're doing like these auditions. You're like, you're being a little bit weird and like goofy and like pretending to be someone else and reading these lines or whatever. And then you get no all the time. So I think that's also the thing that's helped me a lot is like, it makes me look within and be like, okay, cool. Like I'm not the right man for the job. I just have to work harder now. I have to be better so that I can book this shit.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So now you're pivoting into acting more?
Yeah. I filmed a movie. I don't know when the fuck it's coming out, but
that's how movies go though. You know, it's like you do a TV show or a movie and in 4 years you'll be like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Literally.
I hope it comes out soon. I only had a few scenes, but it's like with some really big people. So
really?
Like, yeah.
That's so exciting. I love that.
I don't know if I get Al Pacino's in it.
You're lying.
Yeah. And then Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things. And then this other girl called Diana Silvers. I actually don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but fuck, here we go.
Here we are.
We can always edit it out. We have a little time.
Guys, we have some time.
Okay. I don't care. Fuck it. I think it'd be great. It. But I think if my agents watch this, they'll probably get mad.
Well, then they can get mad at you.
Yeah.
Wait, so how did you start doing that? Did you start doing acting classes? Like, how is the acting classes process? Because I've always thought about it, just like for the idea of like acting classes, but I'm always so scared about it.
So I was, you know, Rudy from Outer Banks.
Yes.
Yes.
So we were hanging out for a weekend at this IndyCar thing, and it was Tanner Buchanan. He was there as well. And I was kind of like asking about acting because I was like, oh, I'm so curious. Like,
yes,
you guys seem like really nice guys and like very, like no egos, just lovely dudes. So they essentially, they just said, just try an acting class and see how you feel. Like, cause like, yo, you'd be fine on it. So then that was kind of what happened. I asked my team, we got an acting coach and we were just doing it for like maybe like over a year now. And it was just, it's just the first few sessions was just so weird and like awkward. Cause I'm like, ugh, I really have to like lean into this. Totally. I have to really like feel what this guy is saying. And I really have to interpret this. And I have to understand how like the stuff that they're saying, like, what does that mean about my character? Like, it was really bizarre. And then, so I started to really enjoy the process. Like, I was reading more books, doing more, like listening to as many podcasts about it as I could. And then WME signed me and they were like, we want to help. Yeah, I think they were like, oh, they text me. Like, we're so excited for this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, they hear this.
Like, I'm going to be fucked.
Yeah, but so I signed with them and they've just been amazing. They've just been getting me so many auditions and whatever else. And it's helped me like just be a little bit more serious about it and this career and stuff. Because
it's like, humbling.
So humbling.
It is. You have to like, I've done improv and acting classes and you definitely have to like lose everything you think about yourself or like any of those outside voices or trying to be cool or funny or you just have to like be the humility. You have to go into it. It's like just so... It's scary. That's hard, to be honest, so it's scary. It is.
I can't even imagine. Like, I get so shy in public.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, like, I have a hard time public speaking. Like, I do these things where I'm like, I struggle with, like, the idea of being perceived in some type of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm like, how would I do it? But I almost feel like doing stuff like that is what, like, helps you get over
it's good
that completely.
For you. It's good for you.
It's good for you.
It's challenging, though. That stuff's hard. When did you film your movie?
I think it was... Well, it was late last year. I just forgot when it was.
Yeah.
No, at some point last year.
It was some point last year, but it was, everyone was so lovely.
Wow.
It was like such an incredible experience. And I think that's why I wanted to lean into acting stuff more is because after like 14 hour days, like I was sitting there and I felt so like energized when I went, it was like driving home. I was so like fired up. I was like, this is so cool. I'm a part of something special. Like a bunch of people sat down, had a vision, wrote it down and it's like, I'm the last piece of it. I'm like in this like family. Wow. And I felt like so like fulfilled. Whereas like with reality TV, you're kind of just like camera, get drunk, have sex. And then like, okay, cool. We're not going to talk to you anymore.
So there's an evolution.
Yeah. Yes, there's an evolution.
Yeah.
That's so good. We're growing up too. I mean, you know what I mean? Time's passed. You were young.
Yeah.
You're did still your thing. Young as
freaking
you're heck, young. Now you're really old and tired. Yeah. You're retiring soon. And withered,
if you will.
Like us.
Abuse. Hall.
I love all our Coachella comments. Aren't you too old to be there?
Wait, like, what happened?
Like everyone's always
we'll get comments like, aren't you guys too old to be there?
No.
Like,
aren't there all ages at Coachella though? Oh, I will say.
I've seen people that are like 6 years old.
Yeah, I saw babies there as well.
I saw babies
there's
at Coachella.
There's also children and babies. How did they get a VIP questions. Wristband? Yeah. How did the babies get the wristband?
And, yeah. And where are the drugs? Like, this baby's bouncing around.
No. Like, how is the baby? How are they doing what they're doing?
Yeah.
The baby's chilling.
Why is the baby
I saw,
seat?
Like, a little puppy.
Was a puppy there?
There was a puppy there.
And it made me a little weird. It made me weirded out.
Was it a drug dog? Was it, like, sniffing?
No, it was, like, a little baby
it was a little baby
pug.
Puppy.
Looks like honestly your baby.
That's fucked
and
up.
And literally it was at Neon Carnival and I said, okay.
I don't mean to be a judgy bitch, but I don't like that shit.
I judged a bit.
Because there's
not
that Neon Carnival is no place for animals.
Did I pet it? Absolutely.
You but
I was
sick bitch.
I mean, honestly, like, I didn't know it was happening until it was right in front of me. It was right in front of me, literally. And they go like this, like a drug mule, like, oh, look at that. And there was a puppy pug.
I'm fuck
that.
And I was like,
that's fucked up.
It is.
Yeah. I was shook. And I'm like, the music?
I would have pat the dog, but still. Don't bring a dog around me. I'm going to pat it. But also, of don't bring a dog to a festival.
No,
especially
to
Neon
Carnival.
Carnival.
To Neon Carnival, which was like literally so loud and so
it's
crazy.
It's a freak show.
Yeah. The dog's probably deaf now.
I was definitely side-eyeing.
No, literally, I was side-eyeing for sure. Once they left, I said, wait, we're at Neon Carnival. It's very loud here. Like, this is not good for the dog. Like, I processed after the cuteness had worn off, where I was like, oh my God, it's blue little eyes. It was literally like this big.
Oh.
And they were like, take a photo with it. And I'm like, no.
It was a fever dream.
I had gotten to the point where I was like, no, I don't want to take a photo of it. I don't want to take a photo with it. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be like with the dog at me.
Contributing.
Like, I felt weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt weird with it. I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Imagine
like, y'all.
Gets canceled. It's not even his dog.
Not again. Harry, please. Not again.
Again?
Let's cancel you.
Yeah. Let's do. You need one. It's time.
It's time. A revamp.
Okay. What should we say? What should we do? What's our hot topic right
now? Well, you already said so many things. Oh,
Maddie? Maddie?
You already said so many things. Should we say it again? I'm just kidding.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Speaking of dating life, oh, yeah, which we're not speaking of at all, okay, let's talk about your dating Georgia.
Yes.
From Perfect Match, which we literally had just watched.
I'm not gonna lie, she's my favorite.
She's a sweetheart.
She's my favorite.
She
too.
Is. She's my favorite. She's
and I've also so like met her pretty. Multiple times now.
I've never met her. I'm when not you gonna do, lie, you're gonna she be like, well, I didn't see her, but Manny's like, oh, there goes Georgia. And I really wanted to meet her, but
she was like far away walking.
You know, oh, it's just too much.
Did you run into her or no?
No, we didn't get run into her. She literally was like, oh.
It was 50 at feet away at Coachella,
and I just like saw her walking by, and I was like, oh, that's her going by. And then I was like, so I wasn't gonna go run over there.
No,
fuck, I was that. Like, hey, yeah, like, have fun, girl.
She was probably like bouncing and dancing around.
No, and just, she was like with people, like they're like guiding each other out. Like it was like a train.
Yeah, they're getting
a
out
caterpillar
of
that's like boom. Yeah, of like four
she
girls.
Was in a train.
She was in a train.
Coachella,
she was in a train.
Like, well, wow. Well,
damn,
a train, a human centipede, if you will. Oh my God.
That's not what I saw.
No, that's not what I saw. But honestly, she is absolutely lovely. How'd you guys meet?
On my podcast. Yeah, she came on my podcast and we like.
I know that's how it was. That's how it started.
Yeah, no. So we were like messaging because she was living in England, just kind of a podcast because it was just after Too Hot to Handle. And mm-hmm. then she came and filmed my
was
podcast.
Was she on Too Hot to Handle?
Yeah.
She I was, saw on yeah. Perfect Match.
She was that's on like season four or season three or something.
Okay.
I think it was season three, but it was the worst one. It sucked.
Love that.
Yeah, I watched like three episodes. Season. I was like, ugh, okay, cool.
You were over it. Season I remember four, seeing you tweeting about it.
Smashed. Was
wait,
sick.
I have a quick question to interrupt you. Sorry. Yeah. On Too Hot to Handle. So next, now that seasons and seasons have released, what do they do? Because I've only watched your season. What do they do? Like, because it was a surprise to you guys that you yeah, did that.
To trick
is it just
them.
A fake surprise?
Well,
now?
They're just like you're on a different show. Like you're on.
Okay, they still
you're
do
on
it.
Like lovey blah 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 lovey dovey, and then they're like surprise Too Hot to Handle. Here's Lana, and then everyone's like, oh my god, we're Too Hot to Handle. Let's fuck.
Oh, so they yeah. don't know that they're on Too Hot
yeah,
to Handle.
Yeah, they're on another show. And then it's like surprise. And then everyone's like, okay, if we want to get followers, we better have sex.
Got it.
And then you see like everyone just like having sex to like try and get more followers. And then
why is it that having sex is getting you more followers? I'm very
because it's
confused
like,
by that.
Well, it worked in season one and right. season two. And now everyone's like, okay, we know the
if
show.
We hook
we've
up.
Seen it. If we hook up, we're going to be the one, like the most talked about people, whatever else. So then they just like.
So Harry, you set the pathway.
You
for
set the
what
standard.
Yeah, I set the
you
trend.
You set the standard.
Yeah.
The trend.
Get your sausage out and have a good time.
Okay, what was I saying before we interrupted you?
No, I was talking about Georgia. I'm like,
oh,
I was
yes.
like, so that's how you guys met. You guys met
on your podcast.
On the podcast. Yeah, we like,
and then did you guys just hit off right away? Like, how did that like come to be to dating?
Yeah, it was like kind of strange. Like, we sat there for like 10 minutes just like giggling at each other, just like laughing the whole
that's
time.
Cute.
Yeah, it was really like bizarre. I've never like felt anything like that. And then it was actually Coachella time. And she was like here, she had a ticket. And she's like, oh, I don't really have any friends. So I was like, well, I've got this
massive,
huge house with no one else.
$75,000
house.
Yeah, I was like, if you want to come, there's enough beds for you and all your friends.
No, literally.
She didn't have any. So I was like, all right, come with us. And then, yeah, we just like really connected that weekend.
Connected.
It probably was a Molly, but
it'll get you.
Yeah,
it'll get you every get time.
No, but yeah, we had such a great time, and then it was just like after that, it was just yeah, it blossomed into something
aww.
Very special.
Oh, and then you guys have dating for how long now?
it's been like, we've broken up a few times, but it was like been like a year.
Yeah. Why didn't you go to Coachella this year?
Because last year was the last time I drank. So 12 months ago. And I was like, my goal was to wait until my birthday before
what
I drink again.
What made you want to not drink?
I don't really drink anyway.
Okay.
And it was like Coachella and I was like, you know, you're hungover for a week and you're like, fuck, I'll never drink again. I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm actually not going to do it until my birthday.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was kind of just like, you know what? Nothing's good is coming out of me drinking. Like, I just feel shit. I don't look good. My face gets like super puffy. I'm like, this is not a person that I'm proud of. So I'm going to wait till 12 months, see how I feel. And then, yeah. So I was just like, if I go again this year, if I went to Coachella, I would have drank. I probably would have like gone crazy. But the goal was to wait till my birthday. So
when's your birthday?
May 24th.
Oh, soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
So good I'm for drink you. There. How do you feel about not drinking? How was your year?
How was your year?
I'm going to get you talking with your hands before the end of this.
No, literally. Like, how was your year?
My year was great.
Yeah. No, it's been great. Like, it's been very like abundant. Everything's been beautiful. It's been, amazing. It's just like, I still go out and hang out with people, but it's like, I kind of look at, like, I'm ready. As soon as I'm out, I'm like, oh, I want to go to bed. Like, I want to go to sleep. I want to wake up early. Like, I feel like I'm way more productive and I have a way better system and I'm way better, like, mentally and, like, and physically, and everything's, like, a lot better in my life. But,
yeah,
you know, like, I still kind of want to, you know, my birthday, like, have a drink with my friends, get, like, fucked up.
Totally.
And then, like, wait. I'm not going to drink all the time, but I'm going to do it, like, maybe New Year's.
Occasions.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I do, actually. Totally. I used to drink all the time because I was younger, and now I have so many responsibilities and shit going on. I specifically will rage, but literally, like, a bachelorette party, I'm going to go, I'm going to drink. But after that, like, I probably won't drink for 2 months.
Right. Yeah. Or like Coachella.
Coachella. I'll rage. My birthday, you know.
But what is your type of rage? Is it like one fucking rosé and you're like,
no, she's put them down.
Or is it a bottle?
I'm like,
she put them down.
Not the rosé.
Liquor. She's drinking liquor.
Tequila only.
Oh, shit.
Tequila only. Tequila soda. Tequila shots. That's it.
Wow.
The Bama jumped out.
It jumped out. Spooky.
The Bama jumped out.
Spooky.
And I'll have a good time and I'll suffer. And then I'll be like, all right, we're good for another month. Yeah. It's like a good balance because you still get your fun in.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't drink, so I don't even know.
Have you ever drank?
It's never been my thing.
Well, you've drank this.
No. So you're going to say something he was going to say something inappropriate. But I've never drank. I've sipped or tried things before. Not like sipped, but I'm like, I don't know what it
Wait,
tastes
why
like.
Not?
Out of curiosity.
Why?
I've just never been into it. Like, never liked the idea of it.
Really?
Growing up like super religious, Mormon. You know, growing up Mormon. I think also like with like my mom's dad was like an abusive alcoholic, something like that. And like, I think there's like a lot of things that like, kind of played into it.
His parents
don't drink.
That plays into it too. Yeah,
like when your family doesn't either, you're not growing up around it. So I think it's for me, I was just like, oh, like it never interested me.
Oh.
Like I never really cared enough to do it. And wow. I always felt like I was able to like get hype without drinking. So I'm like, it almost like became a challenge. I'm like, how long can I last tonight without drinking? And like, and still be fun and people think I'm drinking.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
It like became this like weird like game to me,
which is so difficult, like especially in LA and around this.
Oh God, it's so hard. I get so judged for it too. It's like so weird.
Literally, also the drinking thing in LA. It's like the culture out here. Like you're supposed to drink every night of the week, or if there's an event, a brunch. Alcohol is everywhere.
No, it's so funny. When I said I was like, oh yeah, I haven't drank in 12 months. People are like, oh my God, were you really bad? Like
are you okay?
Like don't relapse. And I was like, oh no, like I didn't really drink personal anyway, decision. But I was just like, I just wanted to make a rule that I wasn't going to do it. And I was like, are you sure?
Like, everyone's LA is like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Totally. You're like, oh, you went to rehab?
Yeah, it's crazy. So crazy.
How's your liver? Like, it's very that. Like, it's very like, and then when I tell them, I'm like, oh, I don't drink. And they're like, oh, how long have you been sober for?
Literally, they always ask him. They're
my whole life.
Like, assume like, he was an it. Alcoholic.
Yeah, they just thought I was like a raging alcoholic, and I was like, no, I'm just like not my vibe. And they're like, oh, and then they judge me more for not.
They do.
For not being an alcoholic.
Yeah, like what?
And I'm like, what? Can I just like be chill?
I think it's like a hair inappropriate to ask someone like when you're out, like why aren't you drinking or why don't you know what I mean? Yeah. Like they like to deep dive into it.
It's very strange.
Like they
to
want
me.
A full story.
Yeah, it's like weird. I think it's all like the drinking culture is so. Unique to me that I always look at it. I'm like, oh, this is so like different.
Yeah.
To me, because I'm so intrigued by the idea of like people almost like feeling like they need to drink to like have fun or like just to, I don't know, like to offset other things.
Yeah.
Or, like, a lot of people will use alcohol to like drown things or bury things deep down. I'm like, I just like I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's never my thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand the concept.
No. What are you drowning then? Nothing.
Sorrow. Of course.
Silly me.
You're so crazy. Yeah, of course it's sorrow.
Depression and sorrow.
Depression and sorrow. Oh, obviously, you know that.
Yeah.
You're so silly.
Wow, that was good.
Thank you, thank you. Have really... you ever been... I thought this was like a fun question because I know the answer is true.
True.
And yes, have you ever been in a scandal?
Oh my God.
And what have you learned from said scandal? Let's just, you don't have to say what it is, but like, have you, like, have you ever been, yeah. Like, have you ever like been like online? Because obviously us have all have been in scandals and we've all learned. So we have, and we have, you know, I feel like we've all grown so much and like learned so much from it. Yeah. And I was just like 100%. Wondering if you've been in situations where you're like, oh my God, the public perception is what helped you get through something different.
I think that obviously when you make, like when you fuck up, it's it's always like a good like course corrector. It's always good to be like acknowledge and be like, okay, cool. Like I actually needed that right now. Like the universe put that in front of me. Obviously I shouldn't have done it in the first place, but then it also helped me like understand that like social media stuff and like nasty comments, like they actually don't matter. And if I turn my phone off and go for a walk and focus on things that make me happy. Whereas I think before I had like a bit of an obsession with like social media and being online.
It's addictive.
100%. Yeah. So in the same way.
Now it's been like, okay, cool. Like I actually don't mind putting my phone on do not disturb and just like going for a walk or doing things for me instead of like wondering kind of what's going on. So I think that was the biggest things I got out of it. How about you guys?
How about us? No, I agree. Like I think actually for a long time, social media had been like my life. For so long that once like shit got real and I was getting canceled and things were going so awry so quickly that I was like, damn, like for me to have built what I've built in the years I've built and like, give so much of my life to something and for me to have made one, this like mistake and then for it to be all like almost taken away
after like one thing
that I was like, I can't give anymore what I was giving.
Yeah.
Like I almost feel like not resentful, but I do feel like the sense of like, okay, like, if people don't get like my vibe by now, then like I'm not going to kill myself anymore to like make sure people know how I'm gonna be and how I wanna be perceived and all these kind of things. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm gonna live my life now and like social media is gonna be part of my life, but it's not gonna be my entire life. So that's like, that was
my entire life before I got canceled 100%. Same. Like I was so obsessed. Yeah. I'd built like this empire. Yep. All my friends were online. I thought all my business partners, managers, everybody I worked with were really like loved me. And I quickly found out as soon as I got canceled that every drop of it was fake and that people were there because of the following I had. They don't care about you actually. Like I saw social media, I saw the business, I saw the friendships for what they were.
Yeah.
And it like kind of like pulled the mask off of me and I was like, whoa, because we got canceled hard.
Yeah.
Really?
Like really hard. This was 5 years ago. So it was a while back. We were like, right, you know, Logan Paul I would say was like one of the first to really get canceled.
And one of the biggest.
Like one of the biggest, but like we came in pretty hot, you know, after. So it was like a real eye-opening experience.
It was
experience.
A wake-up call.
It was a wake-up call, but I feel like I also needed a wake-up call.
Yeah, you need it.
Everybody around me was a yes man. Everybody around me was like, oh, yes, Laura. Yes, you're perfect. You can do, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because you have all this power, all these following. So it was a real humbling situation, but I learned so much for it. And I got to like see what all this was for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and totally. Like, and what it and like what it really was.
Sometimes you just need a good course correction.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. It was a course correction for us.
I felt the exact same way.
And I've never looked at it the same way again. And I've always, you know, respected the people that follow me and love them so much, but I also see like from the outside and all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes for what it is.
Yeah,
that's exactly how I felt too. I was like, I will always love and support the people that have stayed with me through like all these scandals and all these things I've been through. But I also like know that I do have to like live a life too, and like I have to like respect myself
you'll
enough.
See how quick it can be gone.
Yeah,
and then
so
you're
quickly.
Left with crumbs.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. You would never like know, especially like.
Unless
back
you get
then.
Canceled.
No.
And I see people who have these massive followings and they never gotten in any scandal. And I see them living in the land of delusion that I lived in.
No, it's crazy. It's no, so it's crazy. True. Like when Georgia was going through a bit of a rough patch, she was like stressed out. She's like, oh my God. I was like, look, every big person and every person in a notable position has gone through something.
It's true.
You have to be knocked down a little bit. Like it's going to build you up for something amazing that's coming in 6 months. Like you have to 100%. Understand that has to happen. Like nothing is smooth sailing. If it is, they're probably in the Illuminati.
literally have yes men around them all the time.
Or
that's literally what it is. Or they're lying to themselves.
No, then they're lying.
And honestly, you can't get canceled if you're not relevant.
It's true.
Like at the end of the day, like no shade, but like Like, it is true. It's true. Like, you can't like go through something that traumatic. Yeah.
The
people
internet
don't care about
is
you.
Not yeah. going to come down on somebody with like 100,000 followers. Yeah. You know
it's
what
not
going to
be the same. It's just yeah. not going to be the same thing.
So people with 100,000 followers, tweet that narcissist.
Don't do that. No, don't do
that. I mean, you'll but get hate, but a global cancellation.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. It's people the same all the time, thing. They're like, I'm so scared I'm going to get canceled. And I'm like,
don't live in that world.
Yeah.
Just if it comes, right. it comes. But just don't happen. Be a bad person.
No, honestly, just don't be a shithead.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I've been a good person at times and shit still comes, honestly.
Oh, 100%. Like, even me, like, when I got, I was like, I can't believe I just got canceled for this. And I already thought, like, I thought I was a good person. I feel like I'm a better person now, but like,
yeah.
It didn't deserve to be happening, like, at the times, like, for neither of us. So I was like, I don't know. It felt a little strange, you yeah. know, it felt a little strange. I'm like, this is a little spooky for what it actually is. But again, I feel like time.
I went offline for like 2.5 months.
So did I.
And wow. I went back to Alabama for a little bit.
Nice.
And just was like, okay, I need to like reset.
That must have been awesome.
I weighed like 95 pounds. I like a bobblehead. The depression. Sound
awesome. No, that part yep. was not the part. That
it
was
got
not the
dark.
Good part.
Yeah. You get it. You get the vibes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that then part. I literally was reset. I did a reset.
Mm-hmm. I did too. I did a nice mental
little
reset. Sorry, going
a little
to therapy.
Sunday reset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little Sunday reset.
Wait, I have another question too. I was like, oh, so dipping out of the cancellation, since, you know,
yes,
we've all dealt with the things that we've dealt with and we've learned. Mm. What's coming next for you? Like, what kind of like things do you want to do?
What
like, what's a goal? Like, what's a goal that you want to like accomplish? Yeah. Like, what's coming next?
I think the biggest goal I set for my year was like, I want to be a lead in a TV series
wow.
and a movie. Like, it seems so simple, but it's like
so hard.
Yeah. So those are the two things that have been like focusing on, because like the acting stuff is, I don't know, just I feel like it's more my bucket, like fills my cup. So that's the two things that I have for this year.
Can yeah. you do an American accent?
Yes.
Give it to me, something.
Oh, it's so much
give
pressure.
Give him a sentence. Give
it's pressure.
Sentence.
It's
so let me try to do an Australian accent.
Okay, yeah, you go.
I'm not, okay, give us a sentence and we have to give you a sentence.
Yeah.
G'day, you cockatoo.
G'day, you cockatoo.
G'day, you cockatoo. I can't do it.
Okay, give me something.
That wasn't too bad. How was your day today?
How was your day today?
Very American.
That was lovely.
Very wow. American.
It was so much better. I've never done that before.
That's an Oscar winner
like,
right
so
there.
No, I have a dialect coach which I've been with for like 8 months, but like,
really?
It's just only on like auditions and like when I'm with them. So when I'm with friends, I'm like, oh.
No, look, him crossing is his body language. He's like,
yeah.
Oh, so we struck a chord. No,
struck a chord. Exactly.
Like, I had to do this with my friend the other day as well. Like, I've been on Duolingo. I've been doing it for like 55
on,
days.
Duolingo.
Like doing French
mm-hmm.
and he can speak French. And I was like, oh yeah, look, 55 days in, and he starts speaking French. And I was like, oh no, no.
You're like, yeah.
I,
you were like,
I was like, no, I'm only good talking to the app.
Like, I know like two words.
Just sweet. Like, I'm like, hello, app. Like nothing else.
So your no movie way. That you filmed last year, did you have an English American accent?
Yeah, but I was so nervous that I don't know what I was saying.
You don't even, you blacked out.
What
you
accent
don't
know what happened. I was yeah, probably yeah. Japanese. That came out, but yeah.
Ohio.
Yeah.
That's like, you're trying to say hello.
Yeah.
Like, not in Japanese. Yeah.
Harry, what happened?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. My what? Favorite thing that Australians say is sir. Sir.
Sir. Like so. Like so.
So?
See, he you says say so not, right. Like, you yeah. say so American.
Well, I've been here so forever.
See, that's I had true. A super, super, super Southern accent till I came. I've been here for 8 years, so it kind of has.
How was it so before?
This is played down?
Oh, this is really played down.
Wow. When she goes back to Alabama really? And she comes back.
You can't understand what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like,
can you call me when you go back?
Yes.
No, and it's so much stronger.
People. One person was like, I love the way whenever you get country, I want you to read the back of a shampoo bottle to me. They're like, because people just love
the country accent.
It.
It's fun. I love
wow.
hearing it.
Yeah,
and like,
it's so
when you're
fun.
Back, and then like after a week, it's like kind of gone again. And I'm like,
yeah,
I don't like, watch your semi voice shows anymore.
I know.
No, I love it. I literally love it.
Okay, we ask every guest before they leave this question. It's yeah. a fun question. If you were given $1 billion cash,
yeah,
what would you do with it? What are you buying? What's the big thing you're buying?
What would I buy?
No charity.
Okay, well, I wasn't even gonna think about it. Okay, relax. That was not even an option.
I said, fuck them kids.
Okay,
no charity.
I'm buying an island.
I like it.
I want to hire Johnny Depp just for like a day to be Jack Sparrow and like follow me around.
Oh, man.
I think that would be fun.
Can we
I
love come? That.
Yeah.
We need to be part
of it. Will the Coachella house be there? The
big
house?
Yeah, that's in it. I'm buying that as well.
Yes. Yep.
I think I would buy like a house in like every, like, you know, LA, New York, Miami,
every hub,
the usual, and then in France, because obviously I can speak French with Duolingo.
Go ahead and throw one in there in France. French.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then the rest of the money, I would just buy dumb shit. You know, I could, you know.
I see you have a Lamborghini.
I do. I'd get five of those.
Five.
You know?
I feel like you need five.
Yeah. Buy a big yacht to never use. Probably buy a plane.
Mine's a yacht. I would buy a yacht. Plane.
That's like my first one.
I would need a big yacht.
I would get a plane, I'd get a jet, and just like send it around just for the carbon emissions to just keep just fucking the earth up.
Just keep it in the air.
Yeah. And then I would probably go to like Antarctica and just be like, yo, what the fuck is up, penguins?
Like, yeah, like, how are you? Like,
what are you doing?
Save the polar bears.
Yes. Say,
no, have the jet going in circles around the polar bears. Yeah. I love that.
I want to see the Aurora Borealis. That's actually one of my.
And maybe I'd like Alaska. Buy the sun. I don't know. Like just.
I think that you could with a billion.
Yeah.
The sun, absolutely.
Yeah. Or just like buy like a patch on it and just be like, let's go.
You're like, I actually own. It's like, the people, like, it's like people buying like stars.
Yeah.
I actually have a patch on the sun.
Yeah.
Well, if you buy a star, that's buying the sun, huh?
Yeah. In a way, you are buying the sun. Mm-hmm. Actually,
another thing I would do is I would hire people to just follow. People around that I don't like all day.
And bug the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Wow. Just
stand there. Like, look, I'm going to give you $10,000 a day for the next 2 years to just follow this person around.
Manny, you're getting someone following you around for sure.
It's going to be me.
You're his first time. Harry
loves me. Yeah. Harry loves me.
It's going to be me.
You're following me.
Yeah, because now I don't have to work. I'm like, Manny.
I got the oil. And you jump out. Hey, I'm like, Harry, I'm imagining Harry with literal like fucking like happy fingers, like hey,
yeah, like, jazz hands,
jazz hands.
Wow,
I love that.
Thank you so much for having me. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe.
Of course. I really obviously Harry's everything linked down below. Instagram, yeah. TikTok, YouTube, everything.
Yeah,
all linked down below.
Follow me on TikTok before it gets deleted because I'm Australian. So I'm fine. I'm gonna go.
You're
to
so lying.
I'm gonna go to Australia. Well, give me your account.
Honestly, yeah,
I can co-manage.
Just yeah.
We'll I'm need you to send go to Australia content. And start us account.
Do you know
there.
What's funny? Harry was actually one of the first people that started sending me videos of like funny guys I should react to. Harry's one of the first ones.
You know, do you remember doing that? It's a huge series for him.
No, it's nuts.
It's
like,
crazy.
Do you remember that shit? You literally yeah.
Imagine
would send
if
me,
I, as okay, a straight yeah. woman, did that shit, like was sitting no, on the back of a car.
This shit is, and you're like, oh.
This
oh,
is so
oh.
funny. But the biggest question is, Manny never asked me why that's in my algorithm.
It's honestly, it's, like he's sending me videos like, of guys' cocks like slinging around. He's like, is this funny? And I'm like, right.
Yeah, like Harry, why are you looking at that?
Why are you seeing this?
He never questioned it once.
Never
I was like, Harry, you're so smart.
He's like, thank you, such a good idea. Right, wow, I'm gonna do that.
I'm like, you're so right.
It seems crazy. Like, I was sitting there. Right.
I'm like, because I sent it to Farrah as well. And like, you and Farrah have never been like, hey, why is this?
Why are you sending
like,
me?
Why is this coming up?
These videos.
And like, I comment on it sometimes. And
you're like laughing.
Why is Harry here?
You're like, Ariana, what are you doing?
Ariana, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
So bizarre.
Your
so,
algorithm.
I love it.
Tells the truth.
Yeah. It tells the truth.
Big fat cocks.
Meaty.
Yeah.
Meaty
tucks.
Wieners Veiny. All over his timeline.
Yep.
The wieners.
So don't hack your phone.
Let's hack his phone.
Yeah.
Okay. We love you guys so much. And we'll see you in our next week's Woo. Episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.